scandal of the Sacre du Printemps was a historical scandal. The public, they shouted, they whistled, and, you know, and so on, you know, just from the beginning. And then they saw also what Nijinsky did, you know. The scandal doubled.
It caused a scandal at the first performance of the Champs-Élysées Theatre in Paris on May 29, 1913. Stravinsky's Rite of Spring with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and guest conductor Jan-Pascal Tourtellier. I'm Jim Cunningham. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. The Champs-Élysées Theatre was brand new. It was packed on the night of the premiere. Coco Chanel was there, as you can see in the recreation of the opening from the 2009 French film Coco Chanel and Igor Stravinsky. Giacomo Puccini went to see the second performance. In his autobiography, Stravinsky wrote that the derisive laughter that greeted the first bars of the introduction disgusted him, and that he left the auditorium to watch the rest of the performance from the stage wings. He tells us that the audience was surprised at the knock-kneed Lolitas who were seen at the rise of the curtain. The demonstrations, he says, grew into a terrific uproar, which, along with the onstage noise, drowned out the voice of Nijinsky, who was shouting the step numbers to the dancers.
It was full of very noisy public. I went out, I said, go to hell.
Excuse me, Monsieur Hugin.
They came for Scheherazade or for Cleopatra. And they saw the Sacre du Printemps. They were very shocked.
Igor Stravinsky, remembering the premiere of his Rite of Spring in 1913. Stravinsky writes, "What I was trying to convey with the Rite of Spring was the surge of spring, the magnificent upsurge of nature reborn. The plot of the ballet deals with the archaic Russian tribes and their worship of the gods of the harvest and fertility. A virgin is sacrificed to the gods of spring so that the crops and tribes may flourish. A maiden is chosen. She must dance until she dies from exhaustion. In part one of the Rite of Spring, the Adoration of the Earth, we hear the dance of the young girls, round dance, games of the rival clans, procession of the wise elder, and dance of the earth. In part two, we'll hear the sacrifice, the mystic circles of the young girls, glorification of the chosen one, the summoning of the ancients, ritual of the ancients, and the concluding sacrificial dance." Here is Jan-Pascal Tourtellier to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, The Rite of Spring by Igor Stravinsky.
Thank you.
Our maiden has danced herself to death in the sacrificial dance of the Chosen One. The conclusion of The Rite of Spring by Igor Stravinsky. Played by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Jan-Pascal Tortelier. When Stravinsky first played The Rite of Spring for Sergei Diaghilev on the piano, the impresario of the ballet asked, "So how long does this go on?" Stravinsky's answer, "Till the end."
He didn't want to offend me. He asked me only one thing, which was very offending. He asked me, "Will it last a very long time this way?" And I said, "Till the end, my dear." And he was silent because he understood that the answer was serious.
Igor Stravinsky, sharing his memories in the documentary film by Janosz Darvas, Igor Stravinsky, composer. You heard a cheer for the principal bassoon of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Nancy Goris, who played the notes in the fiendishly high register of the instrument that began the Rite of Spring. The melody Nancy Goris played was adapted from a Lithuanian folk song. It prompted composer Camille Saint-Saëns to exclaim, "If that's a bassoon, then I'm a baboon." A cheer for Edward Stefan, principal timpanist of the Pittsburgh Symphony. Jan-Pascal Tortelier is asking each section of the orchestra to take a bow. While the audience at Heinz Hall managed to avoid a riot, there does seem to be an ecstatic release of emotion following the Rite of Spring at Heinz Hall. The Pittsburgh Symphony recorded Rite of Spring with William Steinberg for the Capitol label in 1953. That Pittsburgh Symphony recording is available on compact disc in a box set from EMI of the complete Steinberg recordings. To celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Rite of Spring in 2013, Sony reissued the Leonard Bernstein recording and a 10-CD box set with individual performances of the Rite of Spring by Pierre Monteux, George Sell, Michael Tilson Thomas, and others. If you'd like to explore the Rite of Spring further, Universal Classics, under the Decca label, issued a 20-CD collection with 38 recordings of the Rite of Spring. Jim Cunningham with you for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. I'm more attuned with the adoration of the earth than the sacrifice. Earlier on this Pittsburgh Symphony Radio broadcast, we heard the Harp Concerto by Alberto Ginastera. It was played by the principal harp of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Gretchen Van Heusen. In October 2015, Gretchen released Genetic Harps, a compact disc recorded with her daughter, Heidi Van Heusen Gorton, principal harp of the Toronto Symphony.
We're very pleased with the end result. I think it's an incredible mix of Russian, French, American, Spanish, and Czech music. So from that aspect, it was a lot of fun to put it together. A lot of hard work, a labor of love, maybe with the emphasis on the word labor. But for me, it was a lot of fun to try out some of the arrangements that I had done over the years. The Brasileira, which is the piece we ended the CD with, is probably the oldest arrangement, but the rest of them are new, and what great fun to put it together with my daughter. It's hard to find time because she lives in Toronto and I live here in Pittsburgh, but we managed to do it, and I think we're both very, very happy.
What are we going to hear from the Genetic Harps CD? We're going to try out some Debussy that you've arranged?
Sure. The Petite Suite, I took the two-piano version, and it was quite challenging to make it work for harp, but I'm very happy with the arrangement, and I think we might do the En Bateau. Thank you.
The Petite Suite by Claude Debussy, played by the principal harp of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, Gretchen van Heusen, in her own transcription, with her daughter, Heidi van Heusen-Gorton, principal harp of the Toronto Symphony Orchestra. We heard en bateau and ballet. The CD is called Genetic Harps on the Lavender Harp label. Heidi van Heusen-Gorton earned 2 degrees in harp performance from the Juilliard School of Music, where she studied with Nancy Allen. She began her study of the harp with her mom. Heidi has won many awards, including first place in the Young Professional Division of the American Harp Society National Competition in June of 2009. Heidi van Heusen-Gorton has presented master classes in Los Angeles at the Colburn School, as well as at the University of Southern California. She's also given a master class in Pittsburgh at Carnegie Mellon University, at Tulane University in New Orleans, and at the University of Toronto. Earlier on this Pittsburgh Symphony Radio broadcast, we heard Edu Lobo's Suite Popular Brasileira with Jean-Pascal Tortelier conducting its Heinz Hall premiere. Then Gretchen van Heusen played the Alberto Ginastera Harp Concerto, and we had The Rite of Spring by Igor Stravinsky. Jean-Pascal Tortelier has had a long association with the Pittsburgh Symphony. He is the son of cellist Paul Tortelier. Jean-Pascal played the violin with his father and recorded as well. He recorded an album of violin favorites on the Chandos label, where he has made many recordings with the Ulster Orchestra. He was principal conductor in Ulster from 1989 to 1992. Jean-Pascal Tortelier served as principal guest of the Pittsburgh Symphony from 2005 to 2008, and he has appeared every season since. He has been conducting the Iceland Symphony Orchestra since 1998. In October of 2015, the Iceland Symphony announced the appointment of Tortelier as its next chief conductor, effective with the 2016-17 season, with an initial contract of 3 years. In addition to his explosive performances with the Pittsburgh Symphony, Jean-Pascal Tortelier has been in the concert hall while bombs were detonated, as he explained to WQED-FM's Stephen Baum.
I have had concerts interrupted by bombs when I used to work in Ulster. That's a different story. In the middle of the Fori Requiem on the evening of there was some celebration, bicentenary or something, and there was this bomb which went off in the Europa Hotel, and I don't know where, and I had to stop one day in the middle of Tchaikovsky 4th Symphony, because there was an alert and there was a car which was suspect, and the policeman, as I was conducting the music of Tchaikovsky, I could see this policeman coming through the orchestra and waving at me like, please, please, can you stop? We have to make an announcement. I mean, all sort of things happened to me when I was there, and yet I had a marvelous 3 years with this lovely orchestra, the Ulster Orchestra, which was the first orchestra I worked with, and we made many recordings.
In spite of any noisy distractions, Jean-Pascal Tortelier's music-making in Ulster included recording the complete orchestral works by Maurice Ravel. He brought his love of Ravel to Pittsburgh on several occasions, including this performance at Heinz Hall of the Mother Goose Suite. The Mother Goose Suites by Maurice Ravel. We heard Jean-Pascal Tortelier conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra in The Enchanted Garden and The Conversations of Beauty and the Beast. That performance took place at Heinz Hall on May 11th, 2007. Thanks for tuning in, Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. I'm Jim Cunningham. I hope you'll return next week, same time and place, for a concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony. Remember, only two orchestras in the world have their own internet audio service 24 hours a day. You'll find the Pittsburgh Symphony anytime on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel at WQED.org. Listen. You can listen online or in iTunes with your computer or smartphone. The entire season can be found as streaming audio on demand. Till we meet again, write for your free program guide. Also in the envelope will be the Pittsburgh Symphony paper binoculars. You'll be able to examine the small items on the table in front of the English horn of the Principal Symphony, Harold Smollier. Everything arrives free of charge. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. Be sure to include your address and let me know what station you're listening to. Our address, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. You can visit the website psoradio.org or send email to pso@wqed.org. Brian Savar is the digital production engineer for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Heinz Hall recording engineer, Harold Chambers. This program is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who underwrite in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio from PRI, Public Radio International.
PRI, Public Radio International.